Ghostbusters. Who you gonna call?
This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Ghostbusters, I love that song.
Yay, I do too. It's one of my favorite songs. I just watched the movie.
Right around Halloween, we're experiencing haunted houses.
Right.
We have lots of costumes in our family, of course.
Right.
Carving pumpkins. What are the things you think of?
We just did that. Well, haunted house tours would come to mind. I just came off of one, and it was so good, I wanted to have her come and talk about it to everybody.
I can't wait. Well, welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 17 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So, Tammy, your visit to the haunted house recently.
Correct.
Has paranormal activity. You want to bring Mary in.
Yep,
Mary
from
Broadway.
Morse Mill.
From Morse Mill Hotel. Mm-hmm. Welcome to studio, Mary.
Thank you.
Tammy, you were there, so I'm gonna let you lead this a little bit because this was interesting to me.
It is interesting. And Mary, tell everybody that's listening today about the history of the hotel.
The hotel was actually built in 1816 as a one-room home. It was later purchased and expanded. It's now a four-story home, 5,300 square feet. So it was built in the 1800s, and it was built with the goal in mind to make it a central place in Missouri for people to go. The owner, John Moores, wanted it to be like Tantara, like the Ozarks, the place to be mm-hmm. in the Midwest. That was his goal. Unfortunately, he died in 1890, and it didn't become popular until the 1920s. In the 1920s, we know that we had lots of celebrities there, Tom Mix, Clara Bows, Charlie Chaplin, Charles Lindbergh, and even Al Capone. The reason being is because during Prohibition, there was still alcohol.
There was still alcohol at the hotel?
Yes.
Not legally, I'm assuming.
Not legally, but because John Moores was a Confederate officer and he was part of the Senate for a year in Missouri, he kind of made it so that he owned the town of Moores Mill, and that tradition continued even after his death when the second owner took over. So it lasted until the Great Depression in the 1930s, and then the town kind of shut down. The mill shut down. Everybody kind of went away. And probably the flood of 1993 finished the town off. So there's just a few people that live in Moores Mill now.
Right.
Even if you look for us on your GPS, you're probably going to have to put in Hillsboro or Dittmer.
Yes, that's what I had to do.
Yeah. So that's the general geographic area?
Yes, yes. It's in Jefferson County.
Okay. The haunted house in Jefferson County.
Yes.
What a wonderful time to talk about this. So there's paranormal activity there.
Yes, paranormal activity.
So supposedly.
Yes, supposedly. So it's not your typical haunted house where they chase after you with the chainsaws and things like that.
Right. People popping out.
Yes, no.
Right.
So tell us about this paranormal activity, because there are a lot of people listening right now that are total skeptics. There are some people that really believe in that. What are the types of people that come to Morris Mill Hotel?
I would say we have a variety, because I have people that come because they heard about it from a friend and they want to come and have the experience, or they want to come because they're a skeptic and they don't believe what they're being told or the pictures that their friend took. They think that they've, window shopped it somehow. Or I get the people that we do a lot of advertising on Groupon, and so they saw it on Groupon and went, hey, it's October, it's Halloween, let's go out, do this thing. We have a variety, and sometimes I have the husband that comes along supporting his wife. He's really not into it. Yeah,
right.
He doesn't believe, and he sits on the couch. But usually when I have everybody out, I do an intro into the building, and I do a history. So we talk a little bit more about the structure of the home, and it's built with limestone, and it's been there almost 200 years. And usually by the end of that, if nothing else, I have the men walking around looking at the ceiling with their flashlight, looking at all the beams and the structure.
Which are pretty impressive, because they're all hand-cut, and you can see all of those marks in there.
Yeah.
And for square nails, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I was going to say, for anybody out there that knows any old architecture, I have square nails.
Woo!
Yeah, it's old when you have square nails.
Yes.
Okay, so at what point did they start giving tours And when did it kind of get this label of having the paranormal activity going on?
When the owner purchased the home, he is a construction company, and he actually purchased home just to buy it, rehab it, and get rid of it. He was sending workers in, and they were coming back out and saying, I'm not going in there by myself. And he was a skeptic. He was a total skeptic. So when he went in there and he would hear footsteps above him and there was nobody else in the house was armed and he knew nobody else was upstairs, he became kind of on the borderline. I wouldn't want to call him a true believer yet, but he knows that there's something there that he can't explain. Then he decided that he would rehab it, and it, so it's in the middle of construction right now, and he's going to rehab it and hopefully make it a bed and breakfast so people can come out and actually spend the night and have an overnight experience, which I'm not sure there would be a lot of sleeping there. I don't think that would be very comfortable, but that's his goal.
So now he started tours a few years ago?
Yes, probably about 3 years ago he started just kind of occasional tours, and now it's to the point that I would say we have tours pretty much every weekend.
So multiple tours. And in case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Mary Broadway from the Morse Mill Hotel, which is a hotel where they give tours with paranormal activity. And Tammy, you were there. I mean, how was your experience?
Well, it was an interesting group that we had. We had a family that brought a whole bunch of teenagers, and they were really when Mary mentioned there was tons of teenagers, I went, oh, but they were very interested in learning. And so you have someone like myself that's interested in all of it. I'm open to everything, the structure of the house, the history of the place, getting that experience, that thrill that you might get. And then I went with a friend of mine, and we just had a good girls' night out, and it was fun.
You spent a lot of time there with the tours, and you started doing the tours because you visited the place frequently, you said.
Yeah.
What's the wildest thing you've seen?
I went out there on my own for a tour about 3.5 years ago, and like I said, I would get evidence. I would get recordings on my recorder, on my camcorder. I would get pictures and images, and I kept going back out. So at this point, my husband says I'm addicted to the hotel. So I started doing the tours officially about 1.5 years ago. And probably the wildest things that I've had experienced myself, I had a sling bag on my shoulder, and I thought I hooked it on a doorknob or a nail, and I turned around, and it was extended into midair. So I asked them to let go. And later on, when I played back the recording of it, it actually, there was a little girl's voice that said, help me, before the incident happened.
Really?
Yeah.
And you didn't hear that?
I did not hear that at the time.
Very interesting. And you weren't close to a wall where it could have hooked?
No. I turned around and checked.
Yeah.
And it was, like I said, middle of the hallway. It was standing straight out.
That's interesting. And on the website, I noticed that at morsemillhotel.com, there were some pictures and even some videos of some things that were odd. For the skeptics out there, and I'll say as mechanical engineer by education, I'm a natural skeptic because I think that people create things in their head in a lot of cases. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody's creating things in their head.
Right.
What do you go through to be able to discern what people are projecting versus what's actually real?
I try very hard not to lead people down that path because I've been on tours myself, and I get there and they want you all to stand in one corner and feel the energy, and you know, you turn around and look and there's actually a vent of air that's blowing on you. So,
right.
You know,
right.
Someone's not blowing on your neck.
People
it's the fan.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the fan. You're going to feel a cold sensation in this corner. Yes, there's a vent behind me. So I try really hard not to lead people down that path. I encourage them to bring their own equipment. We do have K2 meters and flashlights and dowsing rods that we let them experience and have and take with them to different areas in the hotel. But I encourage them to bring their own. And I've had skeptics take my things apart. I've given them a screwdriver and said, here, take it apart and prove to yourself that I didn't do anything. I didn't manipulate it.
Do you find that some of that equipment does actually work?
Yeah. Going out there with nothing, if you're not intuitive to the situation, you don't feel things on your own and you're not sensitive, so to speak, or you're very skeptical and you're not sure of what's going on. Without the equipment, it probably would seem just like my house, your house kind of thing. You know, mm-hmm. things fall over and you go, oh, that was the kids or the dog.
Right.
Especially in my house.
In my house would be the kids.
Yeah.
Right.
And it, but you know, when you go out there and you have a K2 meter, which is like a piece of equipment that an electrician would use to find energy in a wall, like a broken wire or a fuse box or something like that, and it's lighting up to red, which it doesn't do until you put it next to a fuse in a circuit box, and it's in the middle of a room, you start to question that.
Very interesting.
It is. It was fun. I encourage everyone to go out there. Mary is one of the best tour guides I've ever had. So,
well, so that's the Morris Mill Hotel, mm-hmm. and it's in Jefferson County, and people can visit morrismillhotel.com, or you can actually go to our website, too. Experience this for yourself. I mean, I can't wait to go out there personally, and I'm sorry I couldn't go out with you, Tammy.
That's, oh, it's okay.
I mean, this will be fun.
Oh, yeah. We're taking you out there.
I get to go out
again. Oh, yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Well, I want to make sure if you visit DougHaldeman.com, which is the show website, we're not only going to put all the information on DougHaldeman.com, but we've negotiated a discount for you. So instead of $75 a person, if you let them know you came from the show and you call Mary, she's going to give you two tickets for the price of one, so two people can get in for $75. That's a fantastic deal. We'll link to it, so if you want to buy tickets or reserve in advance, do it, and go see this for yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying...
It's just fun.
Yeah,
if nothing else, it's the history.
That's right.
200-year-old home. How often do you say you're in a home that's 200 years old?
That's exactly right.
I can't wait. Well, Mary, thank you very much for coming in and joining
you're
us
welcome.
Today. This is going to be great to go out and visit. Coming up, Knox Malis from Integrity Land Title will be coming in studio to help co-host... And he's bringing a rising star in the real estate world. Michael Nettemeyer from the Net Group will be joining us. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.